With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden and former President Trump have agreed to debate each other in June and September, but no in-studio audience and apparently no RFK Jr.
In a move that bypasses the Nonpartisan Commission on Debates, the Biden and Trump campaigns have scheduled televised debates on CNN in June and on ABC in September. Trump not only accepted the president's proposal of two earlier debates, he also offered a counterproposal, additional one-on-one debates in July and August, plus a debate for the vice presidential nominees. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Russian President Putin and Chinese President Xi have signed a cooperation agreement as the two leaders meet in Beijing. Orville Schell is an Asia Society China analyst. He says Putin and Xi have a long list of shared grievances that bring them together.
Both that they feel disesteemed, disrespected, and they feel as if the outside world has helped dismember their empires through color revolutions and through anti-communism and et cetera, and that they are bound deeply in a psychological way by common grievance.
Putin's two-day state visit to China is coming as his country's forces press an offensive in northeastern Ukraine's Kharkiv region. The Slovak prime minister is in serious but stable condition. Robert Fico was shot multiple times in an assassination attempt yesterday. There is a suspect in custody, the country's interior minister says. An initial investigation finds a clear political motivation for the attack. Among other moves, Fico's government has halted arms shipments to Ukraine. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 16 points. This is SRN News. Target tries to split the difference on Pride Month.
The giant retailer has been firmly and loudly committed to the LGBT agenda ever since it opened its women's restrooms to men back in 2016. But last year, a line of transgender apparel aimed at children caused a furious backlash, especially in certain parts of the country. This year, Target says it will celebrate Gay Pride Month with internal events for staff and will market LGBT products only in, quote, select stores. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new survey indicates that doctors are prescribing abortion pills to about 8,000 women a month on average in states that ban abortion. The Society for Family Planning issued the study on abortion doctors who are seeking to get around pro-life laws. Meanwhile, an additional 8,000 women in states without bans or major restrictions on abortion are receiving pills each month through virtual appointments. Chemically induced abortions now the primary way that women in this country terminate their pregnancies. SRN News. A masking controversy in North Carolina.
Republicans in North Carolina are pushing forward with their plan to repeal a pandemic-era law that allowed the wearing of masks in public for health reasons, a move spurred in part by demonstrations against the war in Gaza that have included masked protesters camped out on college campuses. The state Senate approved the bill Wednesday in a party-line vote. Democrats say the law would mean people who masked for their health would violate the law. Republicans say the bill is only focused on people who mask as a means to conceal their identity. The bill now heads to the State House. Keith Peters reporting.
A statue of the late Reverend Billy Graham to be unveiled during a ceremony today at the U.S. Capitol. A 7-foot-tall bronze statue of the famed evangelist will stand in the Capitol's National Statuary Hall, one of two statues representing North Carolina. The Graham sculpture depicts Graham gesturing toward an open Bible in his hand. More details, SRNnews.com.